It's time.
Yes, I have one more question, but I forgot
it. The emergency break of the week.
Oh, no. So, I guess I'd like...
Call me later, group.
All right.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
The white man and the black man are more advanced, or the white man is more advanced than the black man or than the...
No.
Good Lord.
That was confused human being. I don't know what the hell you're saying.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW Plano brings you the emergency break of the week here at 7:52 on the ticket. We're going to give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Yes, he is back again. He's been back with a bit of a flurry here these last few weeks. He is a co-host on the weekend show known as the T-Box on Saturday morning. Craig Rosengarten. He will butcher a word on you from time to time. And this week, the password is annihilated. Annihilated.
They looked awful against Kentucky. They looked awful against South Carolina. They looked awful against Tennessee. And Tennessee's terrible.
Hey, Clemson
they still
hasn't
won
looked
those
great
games.
Every week.
They still won until you broke the ice and you got beat by South Carolina.
Typical alumni. And you guys have no patience for anything.
How bad of an beating.
I thought you were going to try and pull out colonoscopy again.
Watch the beating we get next week. Yeah, well, it's not going to be pretty.
He still wasn't sure. Which tense to use there. There he is back once again, Craig Rosengarten.
I think he got it right in the middle when he said annihilation, but he tried to correct that.
Yeah. He's never quite sure. And your theory is he got dropped on his head or hit by a golf ball. What is your theory, Gordo?
Oh, both. Yeah. Without a doubt, both.
Someone sculled a ball and hit him right in the head. There's Craig Rosengarten, candidate number one. Candidate number two is Mike Reiner. This is a phrase that gets used way too much on this station. The biggest violators of it are Dan McDowell and Mike. And Mike is the violator here, and he leaves out a word that makes it really awkward.
And in the middle of the second quarter, I look over, and my buddy had taken his jacket off. Okay? My other buddy had taken his...
He decided it was time to jack it off? Or maybe go jack it off, I should say?
Yeah, you okay. Could be safe here.
All right, okay.
Yes. Yeah, the go is important in that. So he goes jack it off, and then my buddy takes his sweatshirt off, and I'm sitting there going...
Still sounds bad.
It does.
You know, Mike is not alone in that, because a lot of people try to make that joke, and they leave out go.
Yeah, I've botched it several times myself.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Can we put a ban on it for like a week?
Why?
It's just
everyone loves that joke.
Everybody uses
seven times a day. Yeah, they all use it in relation to Pete Delkus.
Yeah,
and when weather gets tough, he has to take that jacket off.
Yes, he does.
And everybody likes to point that out.
He does. He loves to go without the jacket. Sure enough, there's Ryan's candidate number two.
Can we hear that again? Because I want to hear the hang time when he messes it up. There's like silence. And then he quickly corrects, which is unusual, because usually the hard line's going to jump on him, right?
Yeah, he's waiting for it.
And in the middle of the second quarter, I look over, and my buddy had taken his jacket off. Okay? My other buddy had taken his...
He decided it was time to jack it off? Or maybe go jack it off, I should say.
Yeah, okay. Be safe here. Right. Yes. Yeah. Go is important.
Or maybe.
All right, way to go, Rines. He is candidate number two. Candidate number three from Bad Radio, one Dan McDowell. We found out something about Dan yesterday, and that is, I guess, the word that he uses for his wife, because... This is what he called me when I was on the phone during Picks with Friends.
Jeb, you have 34 wins.
You are in fifth place. And Corby, you are still bringing up the rear, 32. Say what, hun?
I think we could do an entire segment.
I just called you hun.
What? You just called George hun?
I think we just learned something about Dan's home language.
You're not supposed to call that on the air.
Boy, no wonder he picked you in the draft last night.
What hun needs to be isolated and used as a drop forevermore?
Say what hun.
Babe, I don't know why.
Hey, you went from calling Bob Baby to George Hun.
That's right.
Hun.
This is 2019 me.
Bunny.
What, bunny?
Wow.
That okay. was funny.
All right, hun.
And he called me that twice. He finally just went, what, hun?
What, hun?
What, hun?
Say what, hun?
He couldn't get out of it somehow. All right, yeah, maybe just the part up until Dan says it there, Jer. We'll cut it off after the second hun.
Jeb, you have 34 wins. You are in fifth place. And Corby, you are still bringing up the rear, 32. Say what, hun?
I think we can do it in time.
He just went ahead and said it again. All right, so those are your three candidates. Craig Rosengarten, Mike Reiner, Dan McDowell, 888-787-1310 to vote. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, Musers. It's the original P1, Cassidy.
Oh, I'm
in trouble with Cassidy right now.
Wait a minute. How are you the original P1 when the ticket is like 20 years older than you?
She means she's the original P1 Cassidy.
Yeah.
Oh, Cassidy. There's no comment there.
Not the fake one that comes in. Hey, Cassidy, what do you think?
Hey, I'd like to vote for Dan.
Okay. Good.
Wow, she didn't get on to me.
Did you go trick-or-treating?
Yes, I did.
What were you?
Vaginal Five Thornborn.
Dad!
God!
Oh, my God!
You are... Don't do that to your kid!
He is a terrible father. He really is.
That's it!
Got on the other line and said that?
She's 13.
We need to ban that phrase, too.
What? What phrase?
That one.
What phrase is
you
it?
You know it.
Original Cassidy? Original P1 Cassidy?
No. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello, sports caller.
Hey, hon. Be a doll and there for Dan, sweetie.
Okay. Thanks, bunny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, hi, Musers.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
It's fake tiger.
Let me hold on to
Is
something
it?
Here and ride this out.
Maybe.
I guess I'd get applause if I started my phone call from lower half on.
Anything else? Who you want to vote for, Tiger?
Yeah. I'm in this pool, so you could say there's a goat in the water.
All right.
Okay. Hello.
Here's Norm and Donnie.
You're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
I'm sorry. What's that, Sugar Teeth?
Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Try not to annihilate it when you go jack it off, huh?
I guess that's the Ryan's vote.
Or is it the Rosen?
Yeah.
It's an overvote.
Overvote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I would like to vote respectfully for Craig Rutabaga.
We got it. We got you. We got you down. Hi, you're on Ticket FM and AM. Who you vote for?
Hey, George, I had a question for you.
Okay.
When did you find the appropriate time to go jack it off?
When it's
When you're just ready to
really
go a little more casual.
Warm outside.
Yeah, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break? Hello? Sports caller. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I need to vote very fast. Turbo mode ticket. I need to vote very fast, so I'd like to vote for Dan.
Okay, there you go. Good job. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, hon, if you get your ass home on time, I'll bring you some wings.
Okay, yeah, you get the idea.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, Dan McDowell. with a quick race to 5 to win the e-brake.
Jeb, you have 34 wins. You are in 5th place. And Corby, you are still bringing up the rear, 32. Say what, hun?
I think we could do an entire segment.
I just called you hun.
What? You just called George hun?
I think we just learned something about Dan's home language.
You're not supposed to call that on the air.
Well, I know. He picked you in a draft last night.
What hun needs to be isolated and used as a drop forevermore?
Say what hun,
baby?
I don't know why.
Hey, you went from calling Bob baby to George hun.
That's right.
Hun.
This is 2019 me.
Bunny.
What, bunny?
Wow. Okay.
All right, hun.
Has that happened before? All these years we've worked together, I don't think I've ever
been called hun on
called
the air
you baby or no. honey or anything like that.
Something also weird about Jake's phrase, Dan's home language. We're learning something about Dan's home, language.
Didn't Dan also, they used to make fun of him because he would call guys babe? Hey, babe. Wasn't that a deal?
Maybe.
He said that's the one thing that he's sensitive about.
Oh, it is.
Is that he went through a phase, like after he'd watched Swingers, I think. And he used to call people babe.
Okay,
and
babe. How many wins
he was always telling Bob how money he was.
That is his 28th win. He's 82 behind Norman Whimpering Baghdadi Hitzkus.
Dude.
Baby?
Gosh.
Say what,
yeah,
hun?
Norm's
baby?
Out here already getting ready for a show with the Normandy invasion coming up at 10 o'clock.